come roaring down the street in their leather bomber jackets. Tires screaming, pavement screeching, making such a racket. Shiny steel spokes glinting against the flashing chains. The people would all run before the 59th Street Gang. The leader of the group was a guy they all called Mike. Respected for his strength and the way he rode his bike. He kept his secret carefully, and no one ever knew that the daredevil, rough and tough leader was a Jew. He survived as an orphan from early childhood. There was no one there to teach him to do the things he should. The inside of a synagogue he'd seen but once before. Now his life was a harlot, trouble and no more. Well, one day they were parked outside Tony's pizza shop, when one of them said, "Hey, you know, there's money on the block. I've heard that in the synagogue they have a silver crown. Sure to fetch a pretty penny if we hock it downtown." They drew a lot to see who'd be the one to go on in. The short straw went to Mike, the sin belonged to him. They set a date and time for the Sunday to come, and they slapped Mike on the back, 'cause he was the chosen one. Up the stairs, and he picked the lock with ease. He walked into the synagogue, and everything was dark. The everlasting flame was casting shadows. Bye.